Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Today is not a day of preaching. Today is just a day of thanksgiving. And this morning, within the next 10 or 15 minutes, I just want to exhort you briefly on what I call the covenant of his faithfulness. I thank God because the Spirit of the Lord is here. Right from the opening of the service today, the passage which the Lord gave unto me to exhort us with has been used to bless us. And as one pastor after the other came up, I could just see the symphony of the Spirit. The Lord has already released the word unto us. And that reconfirms to me that's actually what God wants us to talk about. Covenant of his faithfulness. And my text is actually from Psalm 89. Verse 1 to 4 first. Covenant of his faithfulness. Psalm 89. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever with my mouth. Will I make known thy faithfulness unto all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord
with my mouth. With my mouth will I make known your faithfulness,
your faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. And verse 2, I'm going to read to verse 4. And verse 2 says, for I have said, mercy shall be built forever. Thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heavens. Verse 3. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant. Let me pause for a moment. The psalmist said, I will sing of the faithfulness of the Lord forever. With my mouth, I will make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Remember, I am talking about the covenant of his faithfulness. I want to tell you that God is a faithful God. I don't know what kind of promises God has made to you in your life. I don't know any aspect of the Bible you have read before in the Logos and it jumped to your spirit as Rhema. I don't know, maybe some of these promises have been threatened by God. I don't know, maybe some of these confidence have been shaken by storms, by the winds, by the events and the beatings of life. But let me tell you this morning, God is a faithful God. The Bible says with him there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. That is to tell you that God can never change. Situation and circumstances of the world can change. Human beings can change. But God will ever remain faithful. I want to say to the household of Cedar, if not for the faithfulness of God, we will not be here today. If you look at the book of Psalm 124, verse 1 to 3, it says that if the Lord had not been on our side, if there had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, and the verse says that they would have swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Whatever God tells you, the enemy will want to destabilize you. The enemy will want to shake your confidence. But once the Lord is on your side, they can do nothing. Simon said, the Lord had not been on our side when men rose up against us. See, that was a vision that God gave us. And like I said this morning, I don't want to preach. I just want to share the testimony of the faithfulness of God. Because Simon said, with my mouth will I make known your faithfulness unto all generations. Members who are here initially will know that when we are inaugurating this ministry, I said something. I said that no ministry, yes, the inauguration is done, but no ministry has taken off until we celebrate the third anniversary. If you remember, wave your hand. And I said that, and no ministry is established until it has celebrated the seventh anniversary. Do you remember? And I said no ministry is institutionalized or it has celebrated the 10th anniversary. And it's as if the enemy wanted to challenge that. Within the first 3 years of the ministry, when blue, men rose against us. But God stood and is standing by us. We blew against Cedar, but Cedar stood and is standing. There's a testimony. Let me say, to commemorate this seventh anniversary, made ready 2 new books. We will not unveil it today, but the books are ready. The leader, the head of political units, is here, and I will thank God for your life, for every effort you put into it. God bless you richly. Because I said during this period of lockdown, I said one of the things I want to achieve during lockdown is to ensure that I push out 2 books, and by the grace of God, it has been done. Now I shared this testimony in one of the books there. There was a time, you know, remember when we were worshiping in our temporary site? Remember this? There was a lot of serious contention. That we had a lot of trouble even about where we are worshiping. Those we talk who should even help us became those who are fighting us. And we were being shaken as a young and new ministry. And God gave us a place. We didn't have enough resources. We didn't have the wherewithal to get there, to go there. But we are trying. And when we are having one of the anniversaries, the second anniversary thereabout, a guest minister there declared that by the time I'm coming back next year, you'll be in this church. And even though I was wondering how that would happen, by faith, I mounted the podium and I confirmed what he said. And the following Monday, a brother came to me in the office. I said, sir, I thank God we are moving to our church next year. As I said that, my heart just sank. Because I look at the magnitude of what will be required. And I didn't know how that was going to be possible. I couldn't say, look, my brother, it was just a statement of faith. Let's just begin. But within that week, the pastor will remember very well. I think the following week, I can't remember that week or the following week. We gathered some money together. We bought some tons of iron rods for the building, running to millions of naira. I mean millions. And suddenly, I receive a news that those iron rods have been stolen. You remember very well, sir. That day was a very sad day for me, because I knew what went through to scratch around to get money to buy those iron rods. And now they were taken away. And when we were talking about it, I said, okay, maybe we should see how we plan to get another. I said, where will I get the money? Are we asking people again to come? And when I got back home that night, my wife is here. I went upstairs. I said, look, I just became very angry in that spirit. That we were having beatings from the temporary side where we are having. We are having struggle. And this week we are still struggling to say we gather everything we have together to see how we can move ahead on the temporary side. This happened again. Is God no longer in this work? And that day, my wife said, I took her and said, we have to pray. I said, God, if indeed you are the one that has called me into this ministry, I don't want to look for money to buy any other road. Those roads must be found. They must be returned. Those who stole it must be apprehended. I said, God, just use this one to encourage me. I know you are God, but just use it to confirm again that indeed you are the one that's behind this ministry. You are the one that said, go into this work. Say, I just want to, I said, this time I am really, really very low. I have to confess to you. I'm very low. But I need to bring me up. And what I want you to do, just use it to encourage me. We cried that night. We cried with bitterness and sorrow of heart. And guess what? The following day, Pastor, you remember? We were told the people who stole it were apprehended. And then everything was returned. God is faithful to his covenant. For us as a ministry, I want us to know God has been faithful unto us. It is not because we are anything. It's not because we know anything. But because God has just decided to be faithful to his word. Except God does not utter something. The moment God utters it, Bible said the gift and the calling of God, they are without repentance. You go to verse 3 of that Psalm 89. Verse 3 say, I have made a covenant with my chosen. Remember, the Bible said in the book of Matthew chapter 22, verse 14. You don't need to read it, but just let me. It said that many are called, few are chosen. So some are called, some are chosen, some are anointed. So you have the called, you have the chosen, you have the anointed. So out of all the people that have been called, you have been chosen to be part of Cedar generation. And the Bible says you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, to show forth the praises of him who has called you from darkness unto his marvelous light. So God said, I make a covenant with my chosen. God does not run away from his covenant. If you are chosen of the Lord and God has given you a promise, go and write it down. God does not abandon his covenant. Never lose faith in the word of God, in the covenant of God. any area God has covenanted with you and the enemy is shaking you and the wind is blowing, stand by God. Know that God will ever be faithful. Today, the ministry has not only taken up, we are celebrating the third anniversary. Today, we are celebrating the seventh anniversary, meaning this ministry has been established. Let me tell you the middle between taking off and getting established. Do you know that minister of the Lord Jesus Christ? How many years did he minister on earth? 3.5 years. He had to go beyond that level. If the Lord had not ministered for 3 years, then the ministry wouldn't have taken off properly. But the Lord took off the ministry. But was the church established? Answer me, was the church established? No. The ministry took off. It took 3.5 years. But the church was not established. But immediately the ministry took off, look at the winds that blew. Look at the contention that came against the apostle. Look at how the way they scattered, because the enemy wanted to fight the establishment. But virtually it was established. But the moment after establishment, the next phase is expansion. Let me tell you, remember also see that this ministry has taken off. It has been established. Now we are going to the phase of expansion. And this, as the ministry is expanding, your own life, your own vision, your own course will also expand. In the mighty name of Jesus. For us in Cedar, by celebrating the seventh anniversary today, the Lord has established us. Our feet are solid on ground. And by now, after today, this ministry will begin to experience the phase of expansion. So the phase we are going to now is the phase of expansion. We are no longer struggling with establishment. So let us know we are going to a new phase of this ministry. Establishment is no longer what we are struggling with. But God is going to take us to new. Let me say something. To the glory of God, the pastorate, a member of pastor here, for one day we never struggle with this ministry. We have challenges, quite all right. But this ministry has never been a struggle. I keep on saying it. God provided the men. God provided the grace. God provided the resources to take us to where he has taken us now, when we did not even know where they will come. Let me tell you, when God has given you a promise, just trust him. Don't bother about how it's going to happen, because he will be faithful. There are many people that I or member of the person who I thought should be part of this ministry who never came because God didn't bring them. And there are some people who are member of this ministry who are actually God, you and I didn't know how they came because God brought them. Let me tell you, God is going to bring more people now. Amen. In this ministry. Some new hands, some new laborers, some new co-workers will come into this ministry now because God is taking us into the phase of expansion. Now, as I want to quickly tidy up this, wrap up this exhortation, let's go to verse 31 to 34 of Psalm 89, that is our text. And after that, I just say something prophetically into your life. And after that, I will call Pastor to come and pray for the ministry. See, when God, I was talking about when God said, I'll make a covenant with my chosen. Not many people, the devil want to cheat you. That way, because promise of God in your life cannot come to pass because of this, because of that, he will give you 1,001 reason why you should no longer believe that covenant or that promise is standing, that you should forget it. The Bible say in Psalm 89 verse 31, please let me say that this is not a liberty for license, but just to tell us the faithfulness of God. Say, if they break my statutes and they keep not my commandment, that will tell you how faithful God is, then will I visit their transgression with what? With rod. And they are equal with stripe. In other words, I'm not going to condone their sin. I'm not going to condone their lasciviousness. I'm not going to condone their error. I'm not going to pepper their crack. Because they are my people. However, nevertheless, this will tell you that the calling of God, the gift and the calling of God is without repentance. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will not utterly take from them. Even if they have some missteps, even if they make more mistake, I will correct them in my own way. But my loving kindness, I will not utterly take from them, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. I see their failings. I see their weakness. I see where they have missed it. But my own faithfulness unto them will not fail. I will correct them and will bring them to line. If I need to whip them, I will whip them. If I need to beat them, I will beat them. If I need to chastise them, I will chastise them. But my faithfulness, I will not take away. Let me tell you something. Members of Cedar, if you are missing it one way or the other, this is time to come back home. So seize the opportunity of this seventh anniversary to examine your life, to extract your life, your personal life. Are there ways you are disappointed, God? And the enemy is giving you the beatings of your life. Are there ways you are gone astray? And the devil is dealing with you and is telling you, yes, you are now in my grip. Forget it. You cannot make it again. Use the opportunity of this seventh anniversary to come back home. Retrace yourself and know that the faithfulness of God cannot be taken away from you. He might chastise you. The only thing he requires from you is repentance. Come back home. Perhaps you are not even faithful enough in the work. Children of the ministry who have wandered away. People who the Lord has caused to grace in this passion and they are taking a walk. Take this opportunity to retrace your step, because the faithfulness of God still stands forever. This is the moment of grace. Use this opportunity of the seventh anniversary to make amends. Amen. And for every one of us who have been part of this ministry, maybe our hands are weak, our knees are feeble. We are not faithful enough. We are not supporting the work enough. We are not promoting the work enough. We have some hypocrisy in our service. Let us use the opportunity of this seventh anniversary to amend our ways. His faithfulness will not fail. Verse 34 of that verse. And he said, verse 34, my covenant I will not break, nor utter the thing that is gone out of my lips. The covenant of God for this ministry, no matter what enemy does, no matter what people say, nothing will shake it. Amen. God has called this ministry with a mission, with a vision, and our vision is to raise a generation, a Cedar generation, who will be holy. I'm not saying we are all holy now. I'm not saying we are made it, but look at the world. Who will be holy? When Paul was speaking, he said, that which you have heard of me, you have seen me do, commit me it unto faith men. Who will be able, which means they were not yet able. So the word God has given us, it will raise a Cedar generation that will be holy. I'm not saying that we are totally holy or we are perfect. But we will be. By the grace of God, we will be. Amen. By the strength of God, we will be. Amen. By the anointing of the Holy Spirit, we will be. Amen. Because we keep on pushing at it. We will never give up working at it. The vision God has given us is to raise a generation that will be holy, that will be heavy, that will be highly successful, radiating the beauty and the glory of God in this perverse generation. That's our vision. Perhaps you have not been faithful unto it. This is time to amend your way. Know that the covenant of God for this ministry will stand. It will be fulfilled. I want to be part of the success story. You should be part of the success story of what the Lord is doing in this ministry. And finally, before I pray, I want us to go to the book of Isaiah chapter 44, verse 28. And I just declare unto you, Isaiah chapter 44, verse 28. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 28. That said to Cyrus, let's start from 24. Isaiah chapter 24, verse 24. I will read to verse 26. Isaiah chapter 44. I start from verse 24 and I'll head at verse 26. Thus said the Lord your Redeemer. He that formed thee from the womb, listen, I'm declaring unto you. Also, the cedar, I'm declaring to you, everybody that is connected to this service. Thus said the Lord your Redeemer, the one that formed you from the womb. I am the Lord that make all things. If God make all things and is your God, he will release that you need. Amen. He will meet your need. Amen. He will release that which you require. Because what? He said, I, the Lord, I make all things that stretch forth the heavens alone. God is saying, I didn't require the help of anybody to stretch the heaven. I didn't set up a committee to stretch the heaven. I didn't look for helpers. I did not need any associate. Look at that word. Stretch for the heavens alone. So even if you are lonely, even if nobody is there to support you, even if you are finding God to find that helper, a supporter, today, I use the opportunity of this 7th anniversary. I log on to the grace that is available by the mercy of the Almighty God. Any area you are lonely, that God has stretched out the heaven will cause the heaven to be open to you. Yeah. You are lonely in your struggle. You are lonely in your sorrow. You are lonely in your crying, in your longing. But God of heavens that stretch for heavens alone will open heaven over your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. God, we honor the grace available at this 7th anniversary celebration to open heavens over your life. Any area where heavens have been closed. Heaven has been closed. Doors have been shut. Yes, I've been close to your crying. But today, God that stretched the heavens alone. Because he didn't need the help of anybody. He doesn't need to take permission from anybody. So therefore, I say again, my Lord, open heavens over your people who are hearing me now in the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah. And he said, that spread abroad the earth by myself. See, God wants to really let you know that, look, when I am by your side, when you trust me alone, it does not matter who is supporting you or who is against you. He said, I stretch abroad the earth by myself. So if God spread the earth by himself, and some people are trying to shut some door against you, some people are trying to limit you, Some are making effort to debar you. They are wasting their time. This morning, any area, we are men, we are people, we are situation, we are circumstances, we are spiritual and occultic conspiracy as erected barrier for your advancement on this planet. Heart. God that spread the heart alone by himself will remove those barriers by the anointing of the Holy Spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. My Father and my God, this is the 7th anniversary of this ministry. My Lord God, by your message, your people who are hearing me, who are listening to me, who are open to the service, men have delayed them, they are debarred them, they are hindered them. But you say you are God that spread the heart by yourself. Lord, you spread the heart abroad by yourself. Any area where people who didn't join you, is spreading the heart. People who didn't assist you in joining her, anywhere where they are standing, to stand on their way. Today, remove them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, launch your people forward to the place of their promise in the mighty name of Jesus. And look at the next verse. Verse 25. That frustrated the talking of the liars. And made diviners mad. Frustrated the talkings of the liar. And make diviners mad. And turned wise men backward. And made their knowledge foolish. The Bible says there's no divination against Israel. Against Jacob. There's no divination against Jacob. There's no enchantment against Jacob. Neither is there divination against Israel. Every enchantment against your life, against your destiny, every divination against your life, against your destiny. Today, I use the anointing of the Holy Spirit to cancel them in the mighty name of Jesus. The enemy, any mishap, did they want to bring upon your life, upon your destiny, upon your home? I use the anointing of the Holy Spirit to cancel you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 26, where I'm going to stop. That confirmed the word of his servant and performed the counsel of his messenger. Listen, the Bible says God confirmed the word of his servant. My Lord and my God, as your servant today, I stand upon the rock of ages, and I declare that this morning, every prayer that these people will offer this morning, you will honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, I release blessings upon their life, confirm my word. Amen. My Father and my God, I declare that the yokes of their life will be broken, confirm my word. Amen. I declare that every obstacle erected on their way shall be removed. Confirm my word. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bible says you perform the counsel of your messenger. Amen. Lord, as your messenger, the counsel I've declared regarding these people this morning is that they move to a new phase. Amen. They move to a higher realm. Amen. They move to a higher realm. Amen. They move to a higher realm. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Now, because the Lord is confirming the word of his servant and performing the counsel of the messenger, now you are going to sing a song with me to confirm your own. And I want maybe the choir who are in the studio should come and join me here. I want to sing that song with your heart. And see the opponent of the 7th anniversary to say that Lord is taking you further. Ngola agbayeja. I want to listen to the first, then you can join me.
Ngola agbayeja, won si mi bi oba mi, emi ade bi ti ran mi ode ri o. Ngola agbayeja, ngola agbayeja, won si mi bi oba mi, emi ade bi ti ran.
Oh yeah. You go further, you go higher than any member of your generation. Every barrier is broken. Remember, God alone set for the heavens. Therefore, heaven is up over you. God alone spared the heart. Therefore, every barrier on heart, on the terrestrial level, is removed in the mighty name of Jesus. Every barrier in the heavens. The celestial level, every barrier at the terrestrial level is taken out of your way right now. By the anointing of the Holy Spirit, this seventh anniversary of this ministry, the Lord is releasing his blessing. He's releasing his blessings. Everyone connected to me online. Everybody watching me online, pray into it, lock onto it, embrace it. The Lord will touch you where you are. The power of God will rest upon you. You are. I said the power of God will fall upon you right now. Every yoke in your life is broken right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. And see that we go far and near. We go beyond the borders of this state. We go beyond the borders of this nation. See that generation. We go beyond the shores of Nigeria. We are going to the face of expansion. Continue to pray, continue to pray. And I call on Pastor Ote, you just come and run on the prayer and pray for the ministry. I call on Pastor Ote now to come around on the prayer and pray for the ministry. Mans Katalaba.
Name we are praying.
As we round up, I want us to declare what Jesus Christ, our Savior, declared. In the book of John, chapter 7, verse 37. John, chapter 7, verse 37. Let's quickly go there and begin to speak. Because we are entering into a season of our explosion. We are entering into a season of great glory. a season that all obstacles and barriers, they give up unto us. And the scripture says, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of the living water. And we connect that scripture to Isaiah chapter 44 again, verses 1 to 3. Yet now hear, O Jacob my servant, and Israel whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord that made thee, and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob my servant, and thou Jethro whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring. We're going to cry unto the Lord as the Lord is launching us to a greater height. That in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he will pour his spirit, he will pour his water. There will be living water. Let there be living water. Let there be overflowing over our life. Overflowing of his water. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let there be an overflowing upon Cedar. Let there be an overflowing of his presence, of his power, of his water. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let every dry ground, every thirsty land, every thirsty area of our lives, in the name of Jesus, be flooded by the water of grace, by the water of life, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the Lord pour upon us, in the name of the Lord Jesus, upon our seed, upon everyone in this assembly, in the name of the Lord Jesus, new spirit of grace, new spirit of exploit, new spirit of strength, new spirit of power, new spirit to do greater exploit, new spirit of expansion, new spirit of grace to move forward. No spirit, Lord, no man will be able to restrain, no man will be able to oppose, no man will be able to stand against, in the name of Jesus Christ. Upon Cedar generation of assembly, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we break frontiers, we break off from every boundary, we break every seal, we break every limitation, we break every barrier, we expand beyond the coast, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we expand beyond the coast, in the mighty name of Jesus, by your power, your spirit, by your zeal and your power, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we receive the grace, we receive the strength, we receive the ability, in the name of Jesus, let the spirit of life of God, let the water of life, oh God, energize us, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, for the expansion, for the enlargement, for the great increase, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you have spoken that we should fear not. We fear not and we move forward. We fear not for expansion. We fear not and we increase. We fear not, we increase. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we receive grace. We receive grace. We receive grace. We receive strength. We receive direction. We receive revelation. We receive guidance. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord of heaven. Yes, Lord, as you launch your people, as you launch this assembly to a greater height, Lord, far, 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 beyond every expectation of man. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we receive the enabling grace, the supply of grace, Lord, we pray that your people shall be willing in the day of your power. Your people shall be willing in the day of your power. Lord, we receive divine favor, divine favor, divine favor, divine favor, divine favor for this assembly in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you very much, Lord.
as you pour your fresh power upon our lives again in the name of the Lord Jesus, as you pour upon us fresh anointing, as you pour upon us, O Lord of heaven, over every brother, over every sister, fresh unction, fresh anointing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to work for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. We bless you. We move in this seventh year. We move in this seventh year in the strength of the grace of God, in the strength of power, in the strength of supernatural power, the strength of great power of the Lord to do great and mighty work, to do great and mighty acts in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, even beyond what any man can hope, can think about. In the name of Jesus, we exalt you, we worship you, for you have established us. We declare it's a year of expansion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Father, raising up all the decay areas of our lives, we ask that the power of the Most High God will raise them up. Every area where there are decay, Lord, every area where there needs to be rebuilt, Father, you will rebuild. Holy Ghost, you will rebuild. Let there be a strength to rebuild again. Rebuild us, refire us, Holy Spirit, ignite us again, in the name of Jesus. Every life that is weak, where is his strength, in the name of Jesus. Your people shall do great exploits in this year. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We exalt you and worship you. For all the dry places, receive life. All the dry places, let there be water. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We exalt you. Be exalted, Jehovah. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Mula agbaye ja. Once we be your man. Emi adebi ti omi ode ri o. Mula agbaye ja. Mula agbaye ja. Once we be your man. Emi adebi.